You're listening to When Johnny and Jane Come Marching Home, a book about how all of us can help our veterans, written and narrated by Dr. Paula J. Kaplan.
When Johnny and Jane Come Marching Home, How All of Us Can Help Veterans by Paula J. Kaplan. This book is dedicated to the memory of my beloved, gentle father, Jerome Arnold Kaplan, my hero, who so loved his family and loved the men with whom he served during World War II in the 969th Field Artillery Battalion when he was Captain Kaplan. Prologue. What brings me here? Margaret Atwood wrote, "A war is a huge fire. The ashes from it drift far and settle slowly." The media are filled with stories about suffering veterans and what therapists and others in the military and the Department of Veterans Affairs are doing about them. As I began to write this book in January 2010, I saw a public service announcement urging citizens to listen to what vets have to say. But although many people are trying to help, few have questioned whether the efforts to help are effective or whether some may be misguided, even harmful. It is time to ask this question, to think critically about the gigantic and still growing machinery of programs and policies said to be serving veterans. Those who have been sent to war have suffered enough without getting the message that if they only do what the experts say will help them, they will surely feel better. In fact, there is no guarantee they will feel better, and a wealth of evidence reveals that many of these approaches have failed in the past and are likely to fail in the future. The first war stories I ever heard came from my father, Jerome Arnold Kaplan, a veteran of World War II and captain of the 969th Field Artillery Battalion during the Battle of the Bulge. He was white and Jewish, and the men in his unit were black. Although this was at a time when, he recounted, blacks were not to be sent into battle because it was shockingly assumed that they would be cowardly and run from the field, his men performed so well that they were sent into combat and received a presidential citation for meritorious service. I went to anti-war marches during the Vietnam War. I was born in 1947, and from my youth until I was well past middle age, although I listened with interest to my father's stories about his war, he was an intense and compelling storyteller, I could only listen by keeping myself at an emotional distance, and that distance made me uncomfortable. He rarely spoke about any role he played, only about how fine the men in his unit were and how lucky he had been to make it through, saying frequently that since the war, "I've been living on borrowed time." My mother had described how, after they had been married for a year, having known each other for only 4 months before that, he went away to war for 22 months, and when he returned, it felt strange to be together again. But the strangeness quickly passed because they talked constantly and immediately began to plan for the future. I did not know how to explain the emotional distance I felt from my father's war stories, although I sensed it was connected in some way with how hard it was to imagine my gentle, tender, graceful, loving father in connection with any war, no matter how necessary and important the war had been. However, there was more that I did not understand until 1995, when a friend videotaped my father telling his war experiences. As I watched the tape, I had to press the pause button several times because I was weeping, overcome by terror as that lifelong emotional distance disappeared at last, and almost as vividly as if it were a flashback, I saw my father in danger on the battlefield, not wearing his helmet, since he never did. It was too heavy to be comfortable, he said. Thus began my wish to understand how it had really been for him. As spokesperson for the Association of Women in Psychology at the time the United States began the war in Iraq, I wrote a white paper about what I thought people in the United States expected psychologists to be able to do. That is, make it all okay when the soldiers from this new war started returning home emotionally devastated. I noted how sadly